Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast. It's Simply Chi, being simply me. And today we have a quick 10-minute topic, and it's called Proverbial Girl. Now, that's the name of today's podcast because I've been reading a Bible plan, and that's the name of it. I didn't know what to really expect of it, but I have one more day left, so but just to give a quick rundown of what it's about. It talks about how, you know, as a Proverbs 31 woman, some of the things that we're supposed to do in everyday life, and they'll give a scripture from that book. Now, the first thing I really liked about the Bible plan is that it's really real. You know, it's the, hey God, it's me, say what? Live your truth type of Bible plan, okay? So it's really just like you're talking to a regular person, but you're reading it, of course. Now, one thing that really stood out to me, which is what I'm going to focus on today from that Bible plan, is that it talks about writing 5 things that make you feel valuable, and 5 things that can destroy your worth. Now, one of the things it mentions, I'm not going to get into my list just yet, it talks about having discipline. You know, like, if you plan on reading this, I won't really, you know, give too much detail. But, you know, you should have discipline in your life, like how you eat, working out, just making sure you treat your body as if it's a temple. So why would you allow negativity and things that don't grow you to hinder you, to destroy you? So for me, I'm not going to get quite into my list directly, but some of the things I feel that can make someone valuable is kindness. I said I wasn't going to get into my list, but I guess I am. Kindness. I wrote that down, and I feel that kindness is so important, and people really lack the understanding of it sometimes. That's why there's so many rude people, and everyone wants to be a savage, and people just randomly attack others on social media for no reason. The person's post could be so pure, and here comes the bullies. That's not out of the kindness of their heart. There is no kindness in hurting others. And, you know, sometimes you have to choose kindness, even when someone is being rude to you or you're not in the mood, you want to roll your eyes. You have to respond in a soft manner, in a kindly manner. I feel like that's a valuable thing that someone can have, kindness. Now, I also want to say that I feel that it's so important to maintain your happiness. That's number 2 on my list. In this world, it can get really hard to be happy. I'm not gonna say that you can be happy 24/7 because you're human, you have emotions, and even as much as you wanna fake it, you're still faking it, okay? Which means you're not there yet. Things do come about, but there are certain situations where you can choose happiness. And I feel like in today's world, with everyone working and everyone not being as free, people actually really being busy or just trying to figure out time management, it's hard to get that free time to make you happy. Or it's hard when you have to be at work. It's hard when there's always something to do. I feel as if, you know, when you wake up, maybe you gotta wake up earlier, maybe. I don't know your sleep schedules. But it's so vital to talk to God and to make him the center point of that day, the focal point. You wake up, once you have a good morning, at least that's part of your day. You can try to carry that momentum throughout the day. Not saying things won't happen. And that's going to go back to my first point of kindness. When something does arise and someone talks to you reckless or in a rude manner, it's your choice to be kind. And that can potentially aid in your happiness knowing that you did the right thing. Even though we all know telling someone off can help us sometimes, okay? You feel good in that moment. Oh, they got what they got. It's not always easy taking the high road. But in the end, that's your character. You're building your character. And you have an understanding of kindness. Now, those are 2 of the 5. I guess I'll give one more from my 5 things that make you valuable list. The will to keep going. To figure it out. In this life, things do happen. You're going to go through trials. It says it in the Bible. Nothing's going to be easy. It's actually going to be harder if you're a Christian, if you have a relationship with Christ, okay? And it's so easy to be stagnant and to sit in one place and just wait for something to happen. Wait. You hope. I've always said this. Faith without works is dead. One of my favorite things to say. And God helps those who help themselves. If things aren't going right for you, you should want to keep going. You should want to figure it out. Nothing's wrong with a break where sometimes you have to sit down and just think. Just let life happen sometimes. But don't sit there and sulk there and stay stagnant. You're not going anywhere. You're not growing anywhere. You have to keep going. You have to figure it out. This is life. Nothing is going to be handed to us as we get older, as we continue to grow. Things happen. More situations can occur. But it's your will to keep going and growing that's going to get you out of that situation. And that goes back to my second point of happiness. Your happiness can come back faster when you're not just sitting down and just being sad. People always say no one's going to save you. You have to save yourself. That, in fact, can be true and is very true sometimes. Not everyone is going to be free and available when you need them to be. Life happens for everyone else, too. They can have a good excuse or no excuse to be there, honestly. Everyone can also be busy. And it sucks when you're alone. But the thing is, are you really alone? The answer is no, because God is with you all the time. Prayer, strength. He can give you strength to keep going, to figure it out. With him there, you will always come out on top of the victory. It may not be when you want, and that's when patience also comes in. But those are a few things off my valuable list that can make a proverbial girl. Now, in one of the days on the Bible plan, it also says to write down 5 things that can destroy your worth. And I talked about being stagnant, and that's one of the things that can destroy your worth. Not growing. Not keeping up with the things you're supposed to keep up with, because now you're in a standpoint. You're not getting where you need to be, and you're not progressing your purpose in life or your calling during that time. And let's not forget, other people do still rely on us. So we have to rely on ourselves as well. If you can't even rely on yourself, I don't know what to tell you. You got to keep going. You have to keep going. You have to keep going. You cannot stay stagnant. Now, my second point of 5 things that can destroy your worth is revisiting the past. Now, we all have different journeys and done different things that we regret or want to take back, or I could have handled this differently. Don't sit there and sulk. Sometimes you think about it, yeah, but not constantly, you know. Or if it comes about, switch it up. You forgave yourself, you forgave whoever did whatever to you, you're okay. Don't sit in the past. Don't revisit the past and become a permanent resident. That's not what you're supposed to do. You can reflect here and there and, you know, make a testimony. Wow, God got me out of this. Wow, I remember when I used to feel like this. Wow, I'm here where I am today and my past is not affecting me how it used to. I'm okay. I'm still growing. I'm still gonna achieve what's in my calling. That positive thinking is so important. And we hear it all the time. Give it a try if you haven't. It's so true. It really is. Positive affirmations, positive thinking. Speak positive things over your life. And I'm getting excited because that's something I've started to incorporate again over my life. And it's made a boost and a change in how I feel. I am so thankful. I'm so happy. I feel like something's coming for me soon. And another thing that can destroy your worth is lack of self-discipline. All of this that I've stated requires work. It requires discipline when you don't feel like it, when you're not in the best mood. It's almost like you're faking it till you make it, but honestly, you're changing how you feel in that moment, or at least you did what you're supposed to do. Words of affirmation or speaking positive over your life when you just failed something or bombed something or messed up. You could pick it back up. And another thing I'll be talking about in another podcast is purity. I know a lot of people think purity is anything physical, but it's from your heart as well. if you messed up, it's okay. You can get pure again. You know, you can put that back in your heart again. Always keeping God first. Okay, it's so important. But that was just a quick 10-minute topic. I want to encourage some people. I want to let y'all know that it's going to be okay. I don't care how many times you've heard it, you're going to hear it from me too. Stick around for the next podcast. It's Simply Chi, being Simply Me, and I hope you have a great day.